This is Actually You Are a Real Runner with Jacqueline Riccio.
Hey, it's Jacqueline, and I help people get consistent with mornings, meals, and movement. Thank you for joining me today. So I learned over the last 2 months that having a system for these podcast episodes has really helped me take action with them. So that's what we are going to continue doing. So this new 8-part series, it's called The Food Episodes. Learn and take action with me over these 8 podcast episodes to drastically improve your relationship with food, your relationship with yourself, and your relationship with making mistakes. A lot of us quit when we've messed up, but this series will help you learn to not do that. This series will help you learn to keep moving forward. This is episode 1. Let's get started. Okay. So I started blogging about my relationship with food and specifically Whole30 about a decade ago. And a lot of people related to my situation, and maybe that's how some of you found me back in the day, or maybe you're new, and or maybe you just need a refresher. All that went down about a decade ago and has changed over the last decade. So I was on Whole30 and off of Whole30, if we're being honest, for a couple of years, right around when I was about to turn 30. And I was really examining my relationship with food and my body and really wanting to lose weight and make myself perfect and all that, blah, blah, blah. But basically, I was either eating super perfectly and stressing out about all of the ingredients in my food and the type of oil that was in my food and going to restaurants and asking lots of questions and being really annoying, didn't have a food allergy, but just obsessing over the ingredients that was in the food. And then I kind of learned like this is really hard to go and be social. So I ended up completely isolating myself so that I didn't have to be in social situations and be that person that was like obsessively asking questions and feeling really anxious and just not a fun person to like hang out with at a restaurant. So I was either way on Whole30 or I was way off of Whole30 and I was eating everything in sight, everything that I wasn't allowed to eat on the diet. I was feeling really out of control with food and thinking about how I needed to get myself back to that extreme restriction again. And I yo-yoed like this with Whole30, but then other diets too. Like I was on the 21-day fix containers. I tracked calories. I cut entire food groups out. I had a list of foods that I couldn't have in the house because I didn't trust myself. I was vegan for a while and not because of ethical concerns, but just again, I was like, maybe this is the extreme way of eating that I need to do to pull the reins back in. And what I realized was I needed to stop being so extreme on either end. I could not keep up with being so restricted with food. And I also could not be on the other end where I was just eating a bunch of junk all day and feeling really gross. And I learned I needed something in the middle. But also I needed a system to help me take action. When I don't have a system, I get really overwhelmed. Like there's so many, oh my gosh, there's so many options. There's so many decisions. And so what my brain usually does is not take any action at all. Cause I don't know what to do. And I kind of like freeze. That's like my, sadly, my normal response to stress and overwhelm is I just completely freeze and do nothing, or I'll just do what's easiest. So without a system for food, I'm either eating nothing or I am eating Hot Pockets and pizza and stopping at Dunkin' Donuts and getting a bagel and cream cheese and a coffee and just feeling terrible an hour later. So here's what I suggest. If you relate to my story of wobbling between being super restrictive with food, followed by being super neglectful with food, instead of jumping onto an extremely restrictive way of eating, I want you to create a system for yourself, a system that will actually work for you long term, and it's going to reduce the number of decisions that you need to make around food. Now, over the next 8 podcast episodes, well, after this one, the next 7, I'm going to go into detail on my system and actually what I eat day to day. But in today's episode, I'm just going to give a broad overview for the rationale for my system. Okay. So when I was being an unhealthy eater, I was eating a lot of processed food, right? And I was eating food, or I was doing the opposite. I was skipping meals. And then that resulted in binging. So skipping meals, not eating breakfast, not having enough food for lunch, and then getting home and just binging and eating what was quick. And what's quick is usually processed food. And I'm doing that because I'm so hungry, right? So I was either doing that, being a really, really unhealthy eater, or I was doing the opposite, which was being super healthy. Being very restrictive and extreme and obsessive, cutting out all of the processed foods and really eating super clean meals. Sometimes they were kind of boring, but I had to spend a lot of time thinking about what I was going to eat, looking at ingredients, coming up with meal plans, making sure that everything was perfect to a T. And these meals had no processed foods, right? And it was mostly veggies and then some type of protein. So learning from this, not throwing everything out, I knew that my system really needed to combine both of those. I needed to be eating veggies and protein like you do. Like that's, if we want to feel good, if we want to feel energized with food, if we want to feel satisfied, we want to feel like a comfortably full from food, we need to be eating mostly veggies and protein. But I didn't want this to be restrictive again, and I wanted to be a normal person who could function and have fun with food and enjoy it. I knew that my system also needed a little bit of processed. Just eating a kale salad with chicken breast doesn't feel fun to me. That feels really gross. It feels really boring. It feels like something that I'm not going to be able to stick with for a long time. There's no joy with that type of eating. And being restrictive with food, that is what led me to eating all of the processed food. So I thought, what if instead of being restrictive, instead of not taking any action with food, I combine the two. And what if I practice eating a lot of veggies and protein, and I sprinkle in a little of those processed fun foods, those foods that are going to actually make the meal fun, but not to the extreme where I feel super gross and I feel resentful and disgusting and just annoyed with myself, right? So that is how I created imperfect eating. My system for eating balanced meals. And later I added on the 5 P's, but first it just started with imperfect eating. And I'm going to talk a lot more over the 5 P's over the next few episodes. But that was my system. And I started using that system for my breakfasts and my lunches and my snacks and my dinners. And you know what happened? I found myself energized. I found myself satisfied with meals, and all of the binging and snacking and grazing and thinking about food, it was way less, way, way less. And it wasn't perfect. We're going to talk about making mistakes over like learning to do this. It was not perfect, but I think that being able to think about food way less, that's actually like a really huge part for me. I was spending so much time thinking about food. Like when I was dieting, I was micromanaging food to the extreme. And then also, if I wasn't on an extreme diet, I was struggling to make decisions. I felt overwhelmed. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to eat. And I was either eating nothing or, again, eating everything in sight and then thinking about what next diet I need to do and how am I going to micromanage this. So now I no longer yo-yo between those two things. I no longer have to think about food for hours or plan for hours or go to specialty stores or isolate myself. I don't have to think and obsess about food anymore. And I think that that is such a huge thing, because if you've done a diet or you've done several diets or you've been dieting for the last decade or 2 decades or 3 decades, you know that you've spent a lot of time thinking about food and what you're allowed to eat and not allowed to eat. And you probably relate to this overwhelm and that decision fatigue and just like feeling really annoyed with it. Like I know that you relate to that. So here's what I want you to do. If you relate to that, if you also are a yo-yo dieter, do not believe that your success is going to be found with another extreme and complicated way of eating. Whatever new thing you find on the internet, like whatever extreme and complicated and obsessive way of eating that you find and someone tells you this is the magical bullet, let it go. It's not going to fix things. But also, if you've dabbled with intuitive eating and just letting yourself eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and never thinking about what's on your plate and if it's going to energize you, blah, blah, and actually has caused you to binge, you're not alone in that. I want you, either end that you're on right now, I want you to start thinking about a super simple system that is actually going to help you, a system that's actually going to help you take action and start improving your relationship with food. We're going to talk more about the details in the next few episodes. Don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. But what I want to do before we go, we're going to hear a little bit from my client, Blair, who has completed all three of my programs. She did the 7-day jumpstart. She did the 8-week get consistent with program. And she also did the open-ended choose your own consistency adventure. So let's hear from Blair.
I was coming off of a really strict, restrictive diet where I would only eat like 100 calories, 10 grams of protein every 2 or 3 hours, and then a 400 or 500 calorie dinner. And I had lost a lot of weight, but then I gained it all back afterwards. So typical diet. And I just felt like I was a failure. And that it was me, that I was, you know, I couldn't follow through with it. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, I found you had sent me an email about the consistency boot camp. And I thought, you know what, this will be good because I can get back to where I need to be as far as eating. I felt like I was lost. I felt like I was out of control because that diet was so controlling. I felt like I was eating. Not only I was used to eating every couple hours, so I would be eating all this stuff every couple hours, but the foods that it was like a packaged food thing, and it would make my gut, I would have gut issues, and I just kept trying to go back to it. I tried to do my own thing, and then I would get really hungry, and then I would binge. So I just felt like I was out of control. I felt like I couldn't get through a day where I felt good about my meals and really good about myself because I had gained all the weight that I lost, spent a lot of money, just really felt out of control. Working through the workbook and coloring my squares really helped me because I felt successful. Even though they were just small, you know, changes, just kind of getting a plan together, because I'm always the type of person that I like to follow a plan. I like to write things down, check off boxes, you know. So that really, really helped me to see that, oh, I can, you know, eat good meals, get exercise, you know, feel good about myself. Like it's not me. I'm not the failure. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to come up with a system that works for me.
Blair had amazing results over the time of working together. We'll share more from her as the episodes go on. But for you, remember, we are working on changing your relationship with food, your relationship with yourself, and your relationship with making mistakes over these 8 podcast episodes. And yes, results require repetition. So go take action. It'll change your life. I did it, and you can too. I'll see you next time. Bye.